You're welcome, sir.
Case number 10837, Eric Shabru, east of Bald Eagle Road, south of 4th Street, in lot 216 and 217 within Bay Vista Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
1010 4th Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Here today, my name is Eric Shabru. I presently live at 1010 4th Street, which is the home that we're speaking about today. Bought the property years ago, and last year decided to renovate the home and hired Renew Construction Company to do the construction. Submitted the plans. They were approved. Went through the course of building it and finished it. Received a certificate of occupancy, and then a couple of weeks later I was actually at home and a gentleman came by and was looking around and said that because the back property or the back little studio and the main house were connected, that it was that I needed to get a variance. And I said okay, and I said, but we didn't do anything different than what was submitted and approved to build, and didn't know that was a rule at the time, but we did exactly what we built, renovated exactly the way we submitted it down to the square inch. So here today to ask for a variance to allow the little closet, which I have pictures of. To stay and go from there. I did drive around. I've lived in the area for quite some time, and I went down every street, and there's multiple homes that have structures in the back that are connected to the front that were far outside the or within the property lines. It's certainly not out of character of everything else that's in the neighborhood. My neighbor has the same scenario. I would say on my side of the street, on 4th Street, there's at least three structures on my street alone, on my side of the street, that have the same scenario. There's multiple ones on the other side of the street, and I would say there's probably 30 or 40 in the neighborhood that all have the same scenarios. And I did take, without going into people's yards, but I took a few pictures of some of the homes that have the same scenario. I do have a set of plans that were submitted that show this, and that was built exactly as per plan. I'm not sure if you have that, but I do have that. But certainly not out of character. Any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Sure.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10837 as the existing structure has been there, let's say 50 years. I think they've altered subject character in the neighborhood. It appears there's many variances have been granted in the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10837. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, sir.